Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to God Invention Radio. Mario Schulzky from IdeaMensch, the website that has over 800 people, did you say, that have been interviewed on your show, on your website?
Yeah, it's somewhere between 780 and 800.
That's fantastic. And everybody's got an interesting story on there, huh?
A lot of people do, absolutely. Yeah, everybody's got something interesting to say.
That's good. Mario, in the last segment, and this is something interesting, you know what? Let me open up the phone lines, 888-327-0061. You can ask Mario a question live when the show is on tonight, not when it's archived. You can call up now, or you can email me, brian@gotinvention.com, and I'll ask Mario your question directly to him. Mario, in the last segment, this is something interesting. So let's say I have, you know, my collapsible egg tray, which is one of my inventions, right? And I just came out with this. I ended up going through, and I got my prototype, and I started production, or wherever it is. You said even if you didn't have the idea, to post it and see if people would bite. Tell me what you mean by that. Is it something that you're saying to just kind of put up a free web page somewhere and then do the Google ad? How would you do that? Maybe you can walk us through quickly.
Yeah. I mean, like with your collapsible egg tray, for example, what's your price for that? What is the price you have in mind or that it's currently selling for? $10?
Yep, it's called Extra Space. That's one of my products. And, $10 retail is what I want to sell it for and $5 shipping.
Okay. So, what you'd want to do, or what I always recommend people do is, like, see if people would spend $10 on it, right? Maybe people would spend $15 on it. You know, pricing is one of those things where you don't know what the right price is until you've tested it. Like, in your mind, it's $10 because you know how much it costs you, you've looked at your competition, and you kind of go, okay, yeah, you know what, $10 is a good deal. But the only way you really find out on whether or not somebody would buy the product for $10 or they would buy it in general is if you try and sell it. Like, no market research, no focus groups, no survey can give you that answer. But what I think can is if you put up a simple website, just a super simple website, you can go through, the GoDaddy has, a service, web.com, volusion.com. There's all these different services that allow you to build, very simple websites for something like $5 or $10 a month. Mm-hmm. Put up that website and, you need a picture of your product and you need to be able to describe it, so you need your features and your benefits and why people should buy it. And if you have a video of you using it, great, but I don't even think that is necessary. Put up that website and pretend like you're really selling this product now to real people. And, hook it up with PayPal. You don't even need a shopping cart or any fancy tools. And, nowadays Google actually has a lot of this. They'll give you $100 in free advertising because they want you to, get familiar with their platform, and when it comes time to advertise, they want you to be thinking about them. So you can get on a lot of different websites. Actually, when you sign up with whoever provides you the website, like GoDaddy or Web.com or Volusion, they'll probably provide you with $100 free advertising credit.
Okay.
Use that credit and buy different keywords. So in the terms in the case of yours, a convertible egg tray,
Collapsible egg tray. So maybe like egg storage, right?
Yeah, exactly. Egg tray. There's a Google. It's called the Google AdWords keyword tool, and I'll send you the link afterwards. You can post it on the site, and you can actually see what people are searching for. So you can type in, egg storage, for example. So pick 5 or 10 of those keywords, or maybe 10 or 20, depending on how big your market is. And buy them, say, okay, I'm willing to spend 50 cents or a dollar per click, and use your $100 free advertising credit driving people to the website and see if anybody will buy. And I think if you're in a situation where if you spend $100 a product that nobody's ever heard of, and you're able to get a few sales out of that, you know, that to me is some idea validation. You have a much better idea now. You're going to go, okay, you know what, like, I've got something here. And here's the thing. Even if you don't have a product yet, right, before you even produce it, when people order it, just reimburse their money and say, hey, I'm so sorry, we ran out, I'll send you a free collapsible egg tray when we get our next order in. You know, don't do this. Don't sell 1,000 of them, you know. It's like, but like if you just sell 5 or 10 to get an idea, you can absolutely do that. No harm, no foul.
Okay, so up to this point, you're supposed to be the idea bench. We have to we just tell them, here, take your money back, and when we have it, we'll send one out to you, right? But, no, it's great. It sounds so simple, what you just said to do, and it's a great gauge to be able to see if people would buy the product. And if you see a bunch of clicks that it's not working, you suggest to lower the price probably to test it like that, right?
Yeah, you can lower the price. So you start seeing, right, like you can test different benefits, right? You can, you know, you might have 3 primary reasons of why people should buy it. You know, maybe push with another benefit, you know. Maybe, you know, it's like you can sort of play around with it a little bit, you know.
Okay.
You can change the price. You can change your product description. You know, you can change your advertising. Are people clicking on it because it's storage or because it's safe? You know, is it about storage or is it about safety? You know, and you can test, like, different advertising messages and see what the response is.
Okay, it's simple enough. I know. I mean, I've used it. I mean, it's simple now that I know. Obviously, anything, there's a learning curve, but they've made it very simple. And I wanted to ask you, Mario, so we're talking about, let's say, like a Google type of AdWords type of thing. But
yep.
Do we attack everything else at the same time? I know Facebook has advertising. What's your take on that? I mean, should we do it all at once, or are we just slowly testing here?
You know, I would slowly test,
right.
Just so you can kind of take your learning and then you know, based on your learning, figure out what your next round of testing is. I'll give you this. If you have a product, you know, you might have a product. Like, I would never know to search for a collapsible egg tray. Now, some people might, you know, but it's not something that you necessarily, you know, people might not use online research for that. It might be the kind of product that's amazing on shelves or on TV when people get to actually see it in action, but it's not maybe a problem that people research online. That's when Facebook advertising is interesting. Because with Facebook advertising, you know, you're able to show a picture of the product, and even though people aren't searching for it, you're going to get lower click-through rates and, you know, et cetera, but people get to see a picture of your product. And you can even test different target markets. The thing with Google is the people who search for it, I always tell people, like, they're leaning in, right? Like, if I'm searching for something, I'm actually interested in that kind of product. On Facebook, the nice thing is you can test your target market. So even if you didn't have a landing page, right, you could test on whether if you told me, you know what, there's 2 target markets to this. It's young mothers and it's, you know, retired single men. We could target both of those audiences on Facebook, and we could actually test which audience is more likely to click on it. So there's a lot of learning you can get from some very simple, you know, $50, $100 tests.
You know, one of our listeners just sent in a message, and he's saying with Facebook also that I'm just trying to dissect what he's saying here about didn't even realize that there's advertising on Facebook.
Yeah, they, you know, it's funny, and they really haven't loaded it up yet. I'm sure once they go public, which they're about to do, you're going to see a little more advertising on Facebook. But no, there's some ads in the right-hand sidebar, and they're very targeted because the one thing about Facebook is they know a lot about you. So, you know, like, for example, in my case, I'm 31 years old. I live in Los Angeles, and I do triathlons. So if, you know, I'm the local triathlon store who has a website trying to sell triathlon products, I'm a pretty good person to target. So Facebook has a lot of knowledge about its users based on, you know, what we like and what we talk about. You know, it's scary from a consumer perspective, but from an inventor perspective, it gives you a wonderful opportunity to test different audiences.
That's very interesting. What other types of advertising do you suggest, or what about like online PR? We have about a minute left in this segment.
You know, I mean, like in the next segment, I'll definitely I'll hit online PR big, because I'll sort of go into what we should do once you really feel like you have an idea and you've got some validation. The only other thing I'd say is whatever you do when you do, you know, Google AdWords, I think Google AdWords and Facebook advertising are great starting points. You can also buy search engine advertising on a site like, you know, Bing.com, which is, you know, what powers Microsoft and Yahoo search engines, which sometimes is a little bit cheaper, less people, but a little bit cheaper. And honestly, those would be the starting points. Actually, I would just focus on Google and Facebook. They've got the best, easiest-to-use platforms, and just for the sake of testing, that's where I would start.
And, you know, again, as an inventor who has products out there, I just want to make sure that I have some sort of protection before I start revealing it to the world, driving traffic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, Mario Schultzky from IdeaMensch. Go to his website, check it out during the break or anytime during the show, IdeaMensch.com, M-A-N-S-C-H.com. And we'll be back on Got Invention Radio and WSRadio.com. Stay tuned for segment 4.
High cholesterol is a ticking time bomb. Statistically, you or a family member needs to lower their cholesterol today. Besides diet and exercise, the best answer is Carderol, an all-natural dietary supplement that combines 9 natural ingredients proven to lower cholesterol levels in just 30 days. Carderol is the complete solution. Visit Carderol.net to learn more and start your risk-free 30-day trial. Carderol is guaranteed to lower your cholesterol or your money back. That's Carderol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L.net.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
Adley Law Group is an international intellectual property, business law, and litigation firm located in Los Angeles with offices in London, Tokyo, and Taipei. They are your one-stop shop for all your legal needs regarding your IP, including registration, marketing, licensing, and litigation. They will help you protect your intellectual property rights anywhere in the world by obtaining patent protection for your inventions and registering your trademark and copyrights. They can help you achieve your marketing goal for your invention, whether your goal is to produce, license, or sell your invention. They can assist you with your business legal needs, including reviewing, drafting, and negotiating contracts, business deals, and licensing agreements anywhere in the world. They are also there to defend your rights when someone uses your IP work without your authorization, or when you are involved in litigation regarding any intellectual property or business matter. Visit us online at www.adleylaw.com. That's A-D-L-I-L-A-W.com, or call us at 213-623-6546.
No family can survive on two incomes anymore, let alone one. If you are supplementing your family's income working from home, then tune into The Cash Flow Show, Direct Sales Radio. Host Deb Bixler brings you sales tips, lead generation systems, and best business practices that guarantee direct sales success. Whether you're looking for a little extra cash or a career change, The Cash Flow Show, Direct Sales Radio will give you proven systems that will work in your home business. The Cash Flow Show, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time.